What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love, and Entrepreneurship. It's been a little while since I've recorded a podcast, actually, and I'm here cooking burgers. And Amir did ask another cooking podcast coming up, and I thought it's been too damn long since I shared some lovely thoughts and wisdom with you all. So I'm really in the trenches right now with going into unknown territory. I have, of course, as you know, taken it upon myself to build Pearl Lemon Videos as well as Pearl Lemon Leads. Now, that ultimately is two whole new agencies when really my own agency itself is, maybe just over a year and a half into the making, especially or certainly as an SEO agency. And there comes like 101 unknowns with that about how to manage time, how to protect time, how to develop the team, how to discipline the team, how to allocate resources, how to centralize systems, how to what if the balances and getting on calls and all of these variations that come into play that, ultimately means that my time is more stretched. I have people that I need to look after and both lead and both nurture and both give them time to, do their own things and develop the businesses in their own way. And it comes with ultimately a whole bag of, huh? This is really overwhelming. And what I wanted to share with you in those moments is it's really good to actually, and I'm just getting out the buns now from the wrapping, to actually just do things like this. When I say do things like this, what I mean is have the opportunity to talk out loud about it, to process and to recognize the reason that you're on this journey. So the reason that I'm on this journey is to build out the Pearl Lemon Media Group. I am going through a little bit of a struggle right now to manage all of these different new responsibilities, and the rate of responsibilities that I'm taking on is certainly in excess of my rate of development. And I've just dropped a cereal packet all over the floor. And that's a good example of it, right? You just have unknown problems that come up along the way almost all the time. And in those moments, it is very easy to think, fuck it, I wanna give this up. This isn't working in the way that I want, and there's too many things happening. I'm making less money, there's more responsibilities. Clients aren't getting quite the same level of love because I'm stretched, but there's also huge upside to this, right? There's also huge development that comes as a consequence of this. There's also huge learning. And what needs to be remembered is the reason that you set out on the journey and what's possible on the other side of it. And you really find out who you are in those moments when, like now, you think, oh gosh, this is all a bit much. Things were going swimmingly enough with just one agency, and in trying to build out a couple of companies, there are so many responsibilities that come with it. And it's a beautiful thing to stretch yourself. It's something that you will only benefit and gain from. And I really encourage you in those moments of breakage, of carnage, of breakdowns, to continue to push through, to continue to evolve and develop and to really just roll with the punches. Success is never easy. And, the stress that you endure will be or bear a direct correlation to the levels of success that you achieve in your life, okay? Because there are really only, a few of us good few, and all of us are capable of doing it, but who ultimately go on to, become leaders in their life. And I think the way that you do that is really by just enduring. And in the process of making this podcast and brimming up the cereal that I've just dropped all over the floor and preparing my burgers and all of that good stuff, it's really just, a reminder, a cry for action, a cry for solitude and rather solidarity, because everything's possible. And certainly you will be shocked by the leaps that you make with your progress in a short space of time, especially in those moments where you feel like your synapses and neurons are overloaded, and all you want to do is eat the burger that I've just made, because it's also important to focus on the little things. Thanks so much, guys. Speak to you soon.